Hi, great day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's huddle. Oh, yeah, we're continuing looking for those clues. We're looking for them. Where are they? What can those clues be? Have you found anything yet? Is there any clue as to what they might be? I'm sure you're looking at them and you're listening to these carefully. So let's make sure that you go through these real important areas of modeling what it is that the most successful people do day in and day out. Now, I want to preface something here real quick, and then we'll get on with today's call. At the end of the day, each one of the industries that you might be representing, okay, have different strategies within them. So I want it to be very clear that these are the mental, emotional, spiritual attributes of the successful people, from beliefs to strategy, to taking action, to really understanding how to build rapport. Those are the foundational pieces to this whole puzzle. So those are the inner workings of the most successful people. And then with the framework of your business, what most specifically where I'm going here is it's got to be wrapped around the strategy within the framework of what you do in your business and in your life. So let's make sure that we keep that in mind. Okay, so we're on a roll right now, right? Okay, don't be modest. Get on a roll, okay? Do you have a good day going on right now? Are there things going on? Did you have a good week last week? Are you so far having a good week this week? And you know what? I want to make sure that you're on path with that. Because oftentimes, we might ask ourselves, am I on a roll? Okay? Am I in a place where I could really honestly admit that I'm not in a role where I need to be? You know, guys, when you're on a roll, you make sales. And when you're on a roll and you make sales, are you more effective in your business? The answer without question is definitely yes, okay? So what's your chance of making another sale or getting more business when you make a sale? Probably at a high level. Why is that? Because you're on a roll. You're in what we call flow. Your energy level's high, you're unstoppable. And what happens to your state of mind, your physical being? You're like way out there. So at the end of the day, it is said, when is the best time to make a sale? It's right after you've made one. When's the best time to call your toughest prospect? After you made a deal with the one that was tough before that one and you did something, right? So here's the deal. We want to make sure that we are as effective as possible. So our only challenge is this: how do you stay on a roll when you get on one, okay? You might want to write this down because this is a very, very important technique. And I've used this with my professional athletes year in and year out that I worked with in helping them achieve higher levels of success. And oftentimes we find that most professionals in all crosses of industries use rituals, rituals of success. So write that down, rituals of success. Now, first we got to address this thought here for a moment, okay? Has anyone that's listening to this recording, has this ever happened to you before? You've been on a roll, you've had a great month, you've had a great day, you've had a great week, you've had great income, and just shot up like heck for you, and it just went crazy, okay? And I'm sure you've had that experience. And then all of a sudden, the next month comes around, the next week, the next day, and you drop back down to the bottom floor of your life, okay? And then it went back up again, and then back down again. And you're on this, what we call this emotional roller coaster out there, right? And I'm going to share with you today how to get off that, because this is a critical distinction, okay? Another clue, but a most important clue as to what the super producers do day in and day out, between all of the other things we've been talking about, this one here is to how to get rid of the inconsistencies in your life. Okay, how do you get rid of the inconsistencies? And the key word, as I said, is rituals. So for today's simple, but yet most important and critical, I mean radically important area of your business, okay? To relieve yourself of the inconsistencies, we have to have these rituals. Now, here's what I want to give you some examples. In going back to my history and thinking about sport as a great analogy here, I want you to take a look at some of the world's greatest athletes, okay? What makes them consistent in their profession? A question for you. Do you think they have ups and do you think they have downs? All right? How do they manage them? All right? How do they manage their state of mind when all is not going so well for them? Well, they use a thing called rituals. So what is a ritual? Ritual is something that we do and patterns and actions that we set for living and doing business in our lives. Okay? So what does a ritual look like? Think about some areas of baseball or football. Okay? Football, tennis, baseball, all of these areas, as an example, are the players very typically have certain rituals, okay? I know when I was working with Pete Sampras and Monica Seles and Jim Courier on the tennis front, all right, they had, each one of them had their own particular rituals, okay? How many times they might have bounced the ball on the court before they served, what they did with their racket, or how they moved their body. They set themselves up for success more often than not. And at the end of the day, when you look at certain routines and certain rituals within certain sports, you're going to find that these are what we call triggers to having and managing a great state of mind. If you want to get out of your slump, if you want to take yourself from the down and maintain more consistently in the upper echelons of having a great state of mind, a great attitude, that feeling that you had when you were pushing all levels of opportunity for yourself, okay, when you were on that roll, okay, what rituals did you put in place to get you there? And what rituals, the key here today, guys, is what rituals can you hold in place going forward? So, as an example, I'll give you one personal example. When I go and do a public speech to a group of people, okay? Doesn't matter how big it is, whether it could be 10 people or it could be 10,000 people, and I've done both. And at the end of the day, I have a certain routine and a ritual that I've performed time and time again, and I still do it today before I go on stage. First, I look at my audience. And I look around them and I put a big smile on my face. And I picture them in my mind. My ritual is I picture them in my mind standing up, giving me a standing ovation. And really engaging in what I'm talking about. Now for me physically, what I do is I snap my fingers like that. I snap my fingers like that. So how did I get that set up? When I first started speaking in public, I was a nervous wreck, I promise you, okay? Wasn't the easiest thing in the world in the early years, right? But what I did to myself was I stand behind the stage or in the bathroom or before I walked into a room, I would say to myself, I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best. I like myself. I'm a great speaker. I'm going to leave value today. I'm going to help these people change their lives, make more money, be happier, more self-confident in their world. And every time I did that over and over and over again, snapping my fingers, incantations, saying those phrases, I'm going to deliver value, I'm the best, I like myself, I'm proud, I'm happy, I'm delivering value, and I continually snap my fingers over and over again. You know what I do today? I don't even say those words. All I need to simply do is snap my fingers, okay? So I hope you heard me snapping my fingers there, but I think you get the idea. What we want to do is create routines and rituals, guys, that get us into a state of super great feelings, okay? Think about where you have been at and when you've had those super roles and they were really great for you and you felt really confident and powerful, right? And what got you there other than just making a big deal, okay? But did you clap your hands? Did you give yourself a cheer? Did you get yourself pumped up before that big meeting that you had? And then go and repeat that again and again. So when you do get down, all you simply need to do is clap your hands or, as I say, snap your fingers, right? So, guys, let's look at these rituals that we create. If you need more help on this, let me know. Mike and Mike Husson, send me an email. Mike, I got a question about this. I want to take it to the next level. What's going to help you get there? And I'll give you some additional anchors and ideas to make sure that that happens. All right, guys. So we are wrapped up for today on this. And there is probably one or two more areas that we're going to get you down this road because, guys, there's a lot of clues out there. You just got to be looking for them. So make sure you go to realprofitbuilders.com. Listen to this recording and all of the other ones there. Wish you a great day and go make it happen. Snap your fingers and do it. Talk to you tomorrow.